Good morning. Welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, glad to be with you here on a terrific Thursday morning, and pleased to welcome in my good friend Dave Thielen, joining us on behalf of the North Platte Optimists. Dave, good to see you in the studio again this year.
Well, it's good to be here.
Now, Dave, for folks that are listening and haven't heard us chat before and are unaware, tell us about the Optimist organization as a whole, including our North Platte chapter, please.
Okay, well, it's an international organization dedicated to touching the lives of children in a positive way, and then also to promote patriotism and a respect for law, which really is in kind of short demand right now, it seems like.
Yeah.
But so some of the projects, well, one of them, probably one of the oldest ones we've continued with, is the fireworks on the 4th of July.
Sure. I think a lot of people know the Optimist from that big fireworks show.
Well, we'd hope so. We've been doing it for over 50 years. So
great thing to hang your hat on, too.
Yes, that's true. And it's important. I mean, you know, you don't have a chance, or you don't take the chance to celebrate your independence. And I don't know how many people have traveled out of the country, but I can tell you, when you get back, you appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It makes a lot of difference. So, you know, it's kind of important to do that. And then probably the newest project we have is our child ID program, where we take fingerprints and all the vital statistics and a portrait of the child, and it's all in a nice little packet for the folks. We hope this is one of the projects we do that is never used and we wasted all that time.
Yeah.
But if it's used once,
well worth
it. It's worth it.
And that was something that was done last month, right, over at the Westfield Shopping Center?
Yeah, with their Christmas celebration.
Yeah, yep. And professionals on hand for that. You have experts in the dentistry game, member of the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department on hand to do the fingerprints too, and all that information given right back to mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, the guardian, whoever brings them.
That's right.
So that they have it.
Yep. And it's a fun get to see all those kids, see how they react.
Especially with that kickoff Christmas celebration, too, over at Westfield.
Yep.
A lot of fun, that big get-together.
Oh, they're having a ball doing that stuff, yeah. So some of the other things we did last year, we were excited because our essay contest winner won a scholarship, $2,500 scholarship for going to school this year. So
that's awesome.
That was really neat. We, as far as, you know, the last how many years I've been an Optimist, we've never had one, so that was kind of cool.
That's amazing.
And then we also have a speech contest, and that goes international now. And the winner receives over $22,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
So it makes it well worth it. And I've listened to those kids that have won that scholarship, those scholarships, and I judge speech, and our kids are on that par.
Really?
They could compete with them head-to-head. It's just the only thing they have to do is they have to write their own speech.
Sure. And not only are you an active speech judge, but you're a retired educator as well. So
yes,
you know what you're talking about.
Well, let's hope so. Although I'm sure there's some students that wondered.
Now, Dave, another thing that a lot of folks know the Optimist from, too, is the Christmas tree lot. And that's going very well so far this year.
Yeah, we've had a good year so far. I think we've got 60, 65 trees somewhere in that area left. So we've still got a nice selection, but you want to get in there and get yours before it runs out, because I'm guessing maybe a week and we'll be done.
Now, we know that there's been a lot of reports about a Christmas tree shortage nationwide, and that's been impacted here a little bit locally. We did have a smaller number of trees this year, although it wasn't as noticeable as what we've experienced in other parts of the country.
Oh, yeah. We've got a son that lives in Gillette, Wyoming, and the Boy Scouts always sold Christmas trees for their fundraiser. They received none.
Oh, my.
There was not a Christmas tree in Gillette, Wyoming. And Gillette's probably, it's a little bit bigger than North Platte.
Yeah, so it's a big community.
It's a good size
group. It'd be about the size of like a Kearney or Grand Island, I think, right?
I would guess probably close to Grand Island, yeah.
Yeah. My goodness.
And so, I mean, you know, I was kind of disappointed because our trees weren't quite as tall, quite as full as what we're used to. But when I heard that, I thought, whoa, I think we're doing okay.
Yeah, yeah, still blessed, all things considered.
Yes, we were.
So tell us, how many trees came to the North Platte tree lot this year, roughly?
Well, we got shorted what we had ordered. We received 190.
Okay.
So, but they were some pretty nice trees.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're like a lot of ornaments, they're gorgeous trees because you've got plenty of places to put ornaments, and you can really load that those trees up. But they're nice trees.
So 190 came in this year, about 90 left, probably
60.
Closer. Oh, 60 left.
About
okay,
60,
wow.
65, yeah.
Wow, that's great. And it's been probably, what, 3 or 4 years since there's been any Christmas trees left over?
Yes, yeah.
I think the first year that I had you come in the studio, to talk a little bit about the Optimist tree lot, there was a few trees left over, but that's been 3 or 4 years. I think it's been several years now that the tree lot sold out.
Yeah, right down to the last tree.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really, really nice, and we really appreciate it, because otherwise what happens with our projects is the members shell out the money.
Mm-hmm.
And
not to mention the volunteer hours and then a little bit of the funds,
right,
too.
Yeah, and you know, they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're still, the optimists are sitting there and well, like for our fishing derby, the kid that runs that, he'll always have more tackle than what we need, and he picks it up, and I say, we need to pay you, and he, no, that's no problem. I enjoy doing it. So,
wow.
Yeah, he's a remarkable individual.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's probably got 60 or 70 fishing poles, so we always have fishing poles for those kids.
We'll definitely be talking about that event as it approaches, too.
Yeah.
Again, glad to have Dave Thielen, North Platte Optimist, joining us here talking about the Christmas tree lot. And about 60 trees left at the location that is just south of the North Platte Mall, right there by the Kennedy Building. In fact, the Kennedy family owns the land that the Optimist set up on, and without them, would be much more challenging to sell these trees, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Yes, indeed. And then I have to thank Larry's RV because they always provide a trailer for us, and we just really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And Hild Propane furnishes the propane so we can stay warm. You know, and those things don't sound like an awful lot, but when you're sitting in 17-degree weather and you're not able to get warm, it gets to be a long day.
Yeah. As a member of the Optimist, this is the fundraiser that I like to participate in, and works out very well on my schedule, too. And I very much enjoy it. You and I were talking earlier this week, Dave. I'm on the schedule for Monday evenings, time that works out perfect for me between religious ed and a few other obligations. And I really enjoy it because it's an opportunity for me to sit and do some work on my laptop. And sometimes I get more done while I'm in the RV than I do at home, because there's less distractions. And you know, it's funny too. It's like a lot of things, like maybe the grocery industry is what I would compare it to. You have a big rush of people and then you have some dead time. So it's a lot easier to recruit the volunteers when you have that RV and you have that warmth that they're going to be supplied with, opposed to sitting out in the cold for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Makes a big difference. So
North
Platte Optimist tree lot, what are the hours for folks that might want to swing by and pick up a tree?
We're open from 12 to 8 every day,
okay,
Monday through Friday.
And definitely want to come sooner rather than later, down to 60 Christmas trees. And I don't think there's a lot of options to pick up the real trees anymore either. I know that several years ago there used to be another group or organization or folks that were selling some trees in the county. But right now, I think we're the only real Christmas tree lot within miles and miles.
Yes, that's true. And we've got, it's interesting because we've got people that travel from Thedford and Mullen and Arthur and down to Maywood and Curtis, Wallace, that come up just to get a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So, and they're nice trees yet.
Yeah, yeah, good quality still.
We still got Scotch Pine.
Okay.
Fraser Fir. Got two Fraser firs, yes. We got balsam firs,
okay,
and Douglas firs.
And are there still some wreaths available too?
We've got two wreaths.
Two wreaths,
that's,
and those
all
are $30, right?
$30.
Okay. And other prices for the trees range from about $50 up to $80, right?
Yes.
Okay.
$55 for the Scotch, $65 for the balsam and Douglas, and $80 for the Fraser. And even with the increase in prices, which of course is natural, and then also with the cost, because those truckers, bless their souls, are paying a whole heck of a lot more.
Oh yeah.
Then so we saw an increase, and we thought, you know, we can't pass that on, so we cut our profitability a little bit and just raised them $5 from last year. So we thought we were holding the line pretty good, especially when they're talking about a 40-50% increase in trees. In the country, so.
Yikes. Now, Dave, for folks listening that might be interested in joining the North Platte Optimists, they can definitely learn more by stopping by the RV at the Christmas tree lot. But if they can't make it throughout this busy season, maybe want to think about joining in the new calendar year, how can they get in contact with you or another experienced member of the Optimists and learn about joining?
You can call me, and you can call the chamber. They know me. They've got my phone number. But my phone number is 308-520-0147. And if you are interested and you're active, there are no dues.
You could pay your dues by working the Christmas tree lot. That's what I
true.
Do.
Yep. So. And the nice thing is if you work with kids anymore now, you need a liability policy. And with Optimus, we carry a $1 million liability policy on all members.
Okay.
So that's a serendipity, I guess you'd say.
A lot of members of our community are part of this great organization. Lincoln County Commissioner Chris Brunn's a member. Yep. I'm a member, too. So if you see either one of us in the public, we'd be happy to help. And I have Dave's phone number here at the studio, too, for folks that didn't get it jotted down. You can call the station or stop by, and I'd be happy to pass it along to you. And you'd be happy to tell them about The Optimist and what it's like being a member of the organization.
Yeah, that does tend to get to be a favorite occupation, favorite subject for me. So, yes, I would be happy to do that.
Dave, we appreciate the great work you do for our community as a member of the North Platte Optimists. Merry Christmas to you and good luck at the tree lot.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and to all the people out there listening. We hope you have a blessed Christmas.